Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. And yeah, I think it's right time to thank Helmut and Dwight with Home Run. And yeah, it's the 26th of September 2025. We have around a few days before the real month end. We have about a few days. We have about 3 to 4 days there before the month end. And also, just to look at where we have been, what have we done in the past, 10 months or so. What have we done? What are some of the progress that you have made? What are some of the challenges? What are some of the excuses? And what are some of those things that you have done well? Because at the end of the day, you must also be proud of yourself, because it cannot be correct that you have been just complaining the whole year. There are those things that were within your control that you can say, man, I think David here, you did well. You deserve to be happy. And you need to thank yourself also, because at the end of the day, it's not necessary to, you know, to be tough on yourself. So it's a Friday before month end. And to some people, they are already out. And you also find those who are busy with, who are still at work. Some are still working overtime. You must push that, that grid. You must make sure that you continue gridding, because at the end of the day, you have bills to pay, your family to take care, and you also have plans ahead of you that you need also to make sure that you have achieved. And yeah, like we're always doing, this is Business and Economic Segment. We are here from the hour of 6 until the hour of 7. And this is where we give you context and content, especially on aspect and issues that are related to business, issues that are related to economics, those who are affecting the issues of bread and butter. That's why this conversation, we are always trying to make sure that we are so inclusive enough to that extent that we simplify the content of the conversation, so that an ordinary person who is on the ground, whether you are a small business operator, either you are a medium business operator, you are a multinational corporation, you are an ordinary citizen, or just a development enthusiast, we make sure that we include you in this conversation, because, you know, conversation need to be elevated, because we cannot just, although it's sometimes necessary, we cannot just speak about entertainment from Monday to Friday. We cannot just dance every day. We cannot just, discussing about, the weather every day. We cannot just discuss about, who is, dating who is having the first car in town, who built what, which is quite part of life. But we need to make sure that, in those conversations that we're having per day, what is the value of that conversation, and what is, that conversation adding to my life, to my community, to my profession, to my professional growth, and also to people that, are around me. So that's why we are indicating to you that at this platform, this is a platform where we are educating each other. This is a platform where we are, you know, informing each other. And also the platform where we encourage, you to exercise your democratic right of freedom of expression, so that you can come up with your constructive criticism, you can come up with your questions, you can also come up with your contribution, because at the end of the day, we must move forward. Because when you look at where we are as a country, in terms of statistics, We are not doing well. The other day I was talking about economic growth. The other day I was talking about how our economy is growing. We indicated that although our economy is expanding on a decreasing rate, then the question that we are always asking ourselves is to say, when Namibia gets a certain investment, when Namibia gets a certain portion, whether it's new industries, whether it's industry which have been there, when that percentage is increasing in terms of that investment, what does this mean to somebody who is at a village down there in Omsati, down there in Ohangwena, down there in Karas or Omaheke? What does that investment mean? Or just benefiting or the few? So before we go to what we have on the table today, because today we are going to talk about accident. We're going to talk about accident, especially the contribution of vehicle accidents, or the impact of accident actually to the Namibian economy. How is accident? We are going to give you some statistics. In fact, we are going to reflect on NVA Fund, workshop. We are going to give you some statistics, and we are also going to question ourselves to say, man, why Namibia has best roads in Africa? We are number one in terms of having best roads in Africa, but in terms of accident, the statistics are not going down. What is going on? What are some of the contributing factors to this thing? And we have to touch the aspect of speed to say, if the legal speed limit at the highway is 120, why can't we limit sport cars? And what is the use of having a speed beyond 120 if you are not a special vehicle, maybe a police escort, or maybe you are driving a VIP? So let's look at commercial break, then we come.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Yeah, before we go to what we have on the table, like we are always saying, make sure that you follow us. You follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook. Just go on Facebook, type in Eagle FM Namibia, like, follow, and share our page. Because when you do that, we'll be able to update you on the content and context of what is happening around you, particularly in the context of the economy, in the context of development and everything that is affecting bread and butter. Because we understand that throughout the history of civilization, many human activity, they are actually connected to the economy. They are actually connected directly or indirectly to the economy. Because at the center of human survival is distributions of the means of production, and also the arrangement of scarcity of resources. And trade has been around throughout civilization. Business have been around throughout civilization. It's just a mode of operation and technological advancement which end spice to the way we do business. So the other thing is also that we have the Villager newspaper. That is our e-paper. It's an economic paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the good thing about the Villager newspaper is that our context and content is very clear. It's economic developmental issue, is human development, is food security, is trade, business, and also innovation. Everything which is happening in that sector, you download the Villager newspaper, you like and share the Villager newspaper, you will not miss out. I grant you that you will not miss out. Either you are just somebody who is interested in current environmental issues, you are a counselor, you are a policy maker, you are a developmental enthusiast, you are a researcher, you are a student, you are an SME operator, make sure that part of your sources of information, take 10 minutes of your time or 20 minutes of your time, scan through the Villager newspaper, and you will not miss out. You will not miss out in terms of that content. On top of that, you can also get connected to us through Eagle FM app. If you find yourself is in the situation that you are not using, I don't want to say a normal radio, but you are not using constant traditional radio. Either you are using radio in the car, either you are using, just your radio at home. If you have your phone, do download the Eagle FM app. Go to Play Store, App Store, download the Eagle FM app. Even if you are traveling outside the country, you are on a plane to Washington, wherever, you are in Beijing. The operational mechanism of Eagle FM is when you are connected to internet, it's operating exactly like WhatsApp, and you will not miss out. We will update you. And the interesting part is also that in a situation that you have missed a certain program, you can also get connected by checking at podcast. Then you can trace that, listen to that at your own time and also at your own pace. The other thing is also that you can download Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book. Either it's Hangano in Ochuambo, either it's Omaimburilo, Shirero, Afrikaans, or Silozi. Either you are a pastor, you are a churchgoer, you are attending a certain graduation, a certain wedding, you are attending a baby shower, you are attending an event that require you to give respect and sing from a hymn book. Just download Imba app and you choose the language that you want to and to, you know, to use. Then you can be able to get access to that for free. And it's easy because don't work with a hammer. They won't have moved fast. And working with a hammer is not advisable anymore. It means that although working hard is necessary, working smart can save you time and energy. And with app, you will not miss out. The other thing is also that make sure that you buy airtime on air. If you are a small business operator, you are a medium business operator, you are a multinational corporation, a bigger company, make sure that you advertise with us, because the coverage that we have, the thousand of followers and thousand of listeners that are listening to Eagle FM every day, will give you a coverage. Just talk to Meme Monica Ipinge. When you speak to Meme Monica Ipinge, our marketing manager, then you'll be able to discuss and negotiate that, speak as business people. Then you can be able to get a portion or part of, you know, the time that you can be able to advertise your product, you can advertise your, the service that you are getting, and you can increase your revenue, because we are always indicating to you that money invested in advertisement is money on the way to come to the owner in multiple phase, or money back to the owner with interest. Because if you invest in aggressive advertisement, aggressive marketing, then you can get the revenue, because you get that coverage, you get those customers who end up knowing your product or services. Either you advertise through buying airtime on air, or you can also advertise through the Villager newspaper. You get a page there, and you listen, or you expand your revenue, like what other companies are doing, what other institutions are doing, especially academic institution, where next year, you know, education is going to be a bit, you know, advanced at public institutions. There are good promises there. Make sure that you catch those who are interested in studying at your institution. Market and advertise with us, and you'll not miss out. So, you can contact Meme Monica Ipinge at 083-288-400, 083-288-400, and you will not, you will never, it will not possible for you to lose. You have to make sure that you advance and you expand that business of yours, and you celebrate at the end of the day, because Namibia must grow, business must expand and recruit people, business must expand and recruit people. Business must sponsor, and also business must be known, because it's like you are, if you are not known, it's like you are operating your business behind behind the mountain, as it was said. Just make sure that you advertise with us. So it's 22 minutes past the hour of 6. We are progressing at an understandable pace, and we'll pay the bills, then we'll look at what we have on the table. That's why I indicated to you to say, stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 7. And today, like I stated, we are going to reflect on the workshop of NVA Fund, particularly engagement with media professionals. But our content will look at what are the numbers saying, what are the statistics saying, where are we standing, where are we standing as a country? What are some of the investment that is put on people? Why accidents are continue to increasing? And what is the impact of that accident on the Namibian economy? What is the impact of that accident on the Namibian economy? Because remember, and it's a bit sensitive to give example of people, but what you need to understand is that when an individual dies, it's not only families and friends which are suffering. It's also the gap that that person left in the community. It's a gap that person left at work. The cost of services that this person was giving, the training that this person got, the cost of replacement, maybe that person was working, the cost of training of a new employee if that person was working, the emotional harm, stress that this person caused, the direct and indirect impact that they wanted the negative and also emotional harm that this person also left on the children. And the kapana that guy was supporting across the road, that meme who is selling kapana also lost a customer. The taxi driver that person used to, you know, to take to work or wherever he was going. And that will put down the whole economy without you knowing. That will put down the whole economy without you knowing. That's why today we are going to look at that. And we are also going to look at what are some of the things that we really need to go straight into. What are some of the things that we really need to go straight into? And we are going to question that to say, is it business or is it authority or human involvement in policy reform and also in policy review? Because what we are going to look at is also to say, we are going to look at the content of the speed to say, why do I have to have a sport car which is driving 140? I'm going to drive it where? I'm going to drive that 200 way if it's not allowed, if the engineering structure of our roads is not allowing somebody to drive at 220. So we are going to ask those questions, and we are also going to see what part of authority, what is also the law saying about that, what part of authority is also is saying about that, and also what is the real cause of our accidents. Is it human behavior? Is it the malfunctioning of cars? Is it ignorance? Or is it the content of public education and awareness and safety that is given to those who are in charge? So let us look at a commercial break, then we can go right into it.
Lipura nengelo wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etafimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma felane Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with business and economic segment. We are moving forward with business and economic segment. And like I've mentioned earlier, today we are going to reflect on some of the statistics. What are the numbers saying? What are the numbers saying? What are we doing about Namibian accidents? It's few. I think there's only 1 month between before end of I think 2 months actually. Sorry, 2 months before the end of the year. And it's those seasons that Namibia also continue to lose loved ones. Accident which could have been prevented. And I don't think there is somebody who is not affected, who never lost a loved one based on, road accidents. However, where are we standing as a country in Africa in terms of roads infrastructure? Where are we standing? Look, I've been always saying this to say, in terms of statistics, there are things that we must be proud of, and there are also things that we must also question. There are things that we must be proud of, but there are also things that we must question. So now, let us look at NBL before we continue.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, I was indicating that to say, let us look at the statistic. Where are we standing? You know, it is stated that Namibia is ranked number one for having the best road infrastructure in Africa. That is according to 2024 Statista survey, which stated that Namibia rating is at 5.57 out of 7. And in terms of Africa, the whole Africa, with around 54 countries, we are on top of that. We are topping in terms of best road infrastructure. Then, the other ranking, which is not directly linked to this infrastructure, is also, you can also talk about press freedom. You see how these statistics are. We are number two in Africa. You can talk about other statistics also, which, for example, in SADC region, we are number one in terms of unemployment. They are a little bit of not linked to each other. But what I'm trying to indicate to you here is that we ask ourselves these questions to say why we are number one in terms of best road infrastructure, why the statistics of road accidents are continue to increasing. Now, before I go to some of the reflection from today's workshop, I want also to look at NVA Fund, NVA Fund press release, especially the one which came in June, on the 19th of June, which show concern. Not this road crash of vehicles, but concern on pedestrian related crash, where it was indicated that between the 1st of January to the 4th of January, the crash data indicated that pedestrian related crash increased from 435 to 501. That is 15% increment. Injuries from 406 to 464. That is 14% increment. And also fatalities, that is death, from increase with 45%. People die, pedestrian related crash, somebody crossing the road drunk, or somebody or the kid just ran into the road, increased with 45%, from 60 to 87 fatality. That those are people who lost their lives. And that comparison was back in June. It was comparing from the 1st of January to the 4th of June 2024, and compared to the previous year. That is 2024. So when you look at from January to June 2025, then you compare with January to June 2024, you may be able also to see that in terms of what I have just indicated to say, crashes or accidents which are related to pedestrian, they increase with 15%. The injuries increase with 14%, and also the death of those people, pedestrian related crashes, increase with 45%. Now, that is the statistics of it's a comparison statistic of January to June. Now let us look at some of the main statistics that indicated, and also what we have got particularly today. Then we're also going to ask ourselves questions to say what are we really doing right and what are we really doing wrong. There was a very brilliant presentation today by the senior crime manager at NVA Fund, Meme Shirongo, Meme Helena, who indicated that last financial year, and when I'm talking about last financial year, I'm talking about the financial year in terms of finance, which end in March, stated that last financial year, the NVA Fund handled around 2,574 cases, where 1,956 were injuries, grant, these are injury grant claims, people who are claiming money because they were injured, and 444, these are funeral grants. And when you speak about 444 funeral grants claim, you mean that those are 444 people who lost their lives through those accidents. Then you also indicate that there is also 82 loss of support. And in this case, when you speak about the loss of support, you look at those who died. Those who are affected by the death of an individual who they depend on. Loss of income is also 57, and also 35 medical reimbursement. Now, put these statistics into perspective. Let us put this statistic into perspective. The other thing also that was stated is money spent, especially on medical reimbursement by NVA Fund from 20, their calculations from 2011 to 2024, that is at 4.2 million. And the question that you're asking yourself is that if this accident could have been, avoided, what would this money be used? Because one of the things that we ask in our economy is this: to say, at a certain point in time, we are complaining we are not getting anything, but at a certain point in time, we see indication that 20 million was just lost, or just lost because of corruption, or was not spent well. Then you're asking yourself that if this money could have been used somewhere, could it have an impact, maybe on a developmental agenda? You are just asking this question to say, when Auditor General report, for example, indicating that 130 million was used unauthorized, if this money was not used that way, could it have been used somewhere else? Then you're asking yourself that question. Now let us look at the economy. You have 444 people that lost their life in the last financial year. Then out of those 444 people, you have not just an ordinary person. You have senior managers, you have chiefs, you have doctors, you have social workers, you have people who maybe took who maybe have more than 20 years experience, for example, in a certain kind of job. You know how many human capital we have lost? And you know how much those people could have contributed to the Namibian development, not only in terms of the economy, but also in terms of human development. If you lose a nurse, especially in this point in time where quality medical care is also not that at the standard, you know how many patients you have set back. If you lost a doctor, do you know how many patients you have set back? If you lost a police officer, do you know how much the gap you brought in that enforcement of the law? If you lost a financial analyst, even a cleaner, What gap you have put there. Now the question that we need to ask ourselves is that when we look at these things, we must not look at it from the perspective of accidental crashes. We must look at it from the perspective of a human, a valuable human being who can contribute one, two, three or four things to the overall national development. Now you have a very good plan. You have, I have been speaking about NDP, I have been speaking about all the plans that we're supposed to implement. You speak about SWAPO manifesto because it's government and that is the implementation guideline. Then if you are not taking care of ourselves, among those implementers, we are also losing them. How are we going to achieve what we want to achieve? Because you may look at it as it's not contributed to the Namibian development, but it is a burden to the working force. It's a burden to the working force. When you look at Namibia Secura, when you look at position being advertised, sometimes you must also go deep into your mind and think to say, when every time the Secura is coming out, position are being advertised, what really happened to these people? Do you want to tell me that all these people got promoted, all these people got jobs somewhere? Some people lost their lives. Some people lost their lives through this accident that could have been prevented. When you see a job advertisement, don't just think the company or the government expanded. Sometimes people lost their lives. And we don't talk about these things. We don't talk about these things. But yeah, now let us look at what is that we can do that is within our control that we can do to save our economy. My question has always been to say, when you see the problem, go to that problem. Why can't you go to that problem directly? You know, the number of Namibian millionaires or Namibian people who reach records of category of having millionaires, I think have increased. There was the statistics, I cannot remember correctly, but they have increased. And when you move around, you move around town, for example, any town, the cars that we used to watch in movies, the cars that you see in Hollywood, you meet them on your way. These are sport cars, Porsche, any kind of car. Porsche, Ferraris, these are the sport cars which when it's at gear 2, it's like you driving at 140 or maybe 145. And if it overtook, you will not see it. Even if you are driving 160, you will not see it. Now the question that we are asking ourselves is that if the speed limit at the highway is 120, that's the legal speed limit. If that is a legal speed limit at 120, what is the authority doing and what are the lawmakers doing, and what are the lawmakers saying about importation of cars which are beyond that? Because the question that you need to ask yourself is that where are you going to use that speed for? Because wherever you are at any point in time, if you drive beyond that at the highway, you are already breaking the law. And we must educate each other on this to say, why can't we limit something that we can see? Why can't we put a speed limit to say no? Maybe police escort and these guys who are chasing criminals, let us put them at 140, 150. Then maybe if you are escorting VIPs, let us put you at 160. On top of that, you have experience in defense driving and all these things. But all the ordinary people, we put you at 120. What are you going to do at 140? Because these things are not, the statistics is not statisticking. And it may look simple as that. Because if you can really see a person with a gun, but you are waiting for that person to use that gun so that you can arrest him instead of just take out that gun, it's more easier than that. Or we can agree on a certain law to say, if you have a certain kind of license, if you have a certain kind of training, this is what you can do. Because there was a very brilliant presentation by one of the manager from MDF, and then I asked a question to say, what do you do about speed limit? what do you do about speed limit? Because some cars, if you are in a Porsche, when it is at 160, you feel nothing. But when you're outside, outside is fire. So those are things that we need to ask ourselves. And the other thing also that we need to look at it is this way. It's one thing to educate people and transfer of information, but it's also the other thing to evaluate this, the impact of this information, to say, let me say, for example, police, law enforcement have a public education department or community policing, said community policing, then there are KPIs to say these are key performance indicators that you need to fulfill. But at the end of the day, if you are at a certain location or at a certain jurisdiction, and let us look at USAID, then we come back to the conversation.
Shop and cash, here's what you can get for less than 20 Namibian dollars at USAID. 750 milliliters Polagrid dishwashing liquid, 14.99 Namibian dollars. 500 grams Romy 37% fat spread, 14.99 Namibian dollars. 200 grams Champion liver spread, 19.99 Namibian dollars. 100 milliliters Aquafresh toothpaste, 19.99 Namibian dollars. And a packet of Tiffany cream biscuits for just 6.99 Namibian dollars. You save your low budget grocery store with good food, cost less.
Yeah, we are moving on with business and economic segment. Today we are looking at the impact of road accident to the Namibian economy and what are the things that we need to do. I was giving an example of law enforcement. Let me say police officer. They have public education. I think it's called community policing, where you engage the community. This is how the crime should be prevented. This is what you need to do. But if you find yourself within a certain jurisdiction and you are giving campaign on campaign on avoiding crime and also preventing crime, and you see the statistics are telling you to say the crime is within that jurisdiction is increasing with 5% or 20%, you must ask yourself, you must sit down and ask yourself to say, what is the content of my community policing engagement that I give to these people? You must also evaluate the content, because you can't just give the content because it's what is required. You must also evaluate to say, am I using a right strategy? Are the people hearing what I'm saying? Or there is something that needs to be done? So that is the same with those who are in charge of educating people about prevention of road accidents. We go back to say, no man, the statistics, I'm giving these people training, I'm investing in this, but it's like people are not listening. I'm training drivers every December. I'm at this stop. I'm giving them pamphlets. I'm giving them even, cool drinks, and not for them not to sleep. I'm advising the drivers to take care. But at the end of the day, we are losing people across the sector, even within the security cluster. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that the same question that we are asking our education system to say, what content are you telling us that is not improving our economy? Is the same question that we need to ask. What content of education are you giving people that they are not improving? Because although at the end of the day, it's up to people to make up their mind, there must also be things that need to be looked at. And yeah, we have 47 minutes, or it's 47 minutes past the hour of 6. We are progressing toward the end of our conversation. However, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. You can call in at 083-288-401 so that you can give your input, you can ask your question, you can give your contribution, and you can also give your advice, because at the end of the day, it's our country, and when we speak, the lawmakers also have to listen, and also those who are in charge of having an impact in national development, those who are in charge of being at the center of those, national development, they must also listen and also see how they can assist us, because it cannot be correct, because statistics are not on our side. Statistics are not on our side. Nobody wants to to lose a relative. No relative want to lose another relative due to accident. And something which really touched me, like today when, you know, this expert are presenting, one of the things which was stated is to say, there's an aspect of rehabilitation to say, after you're involved in an accident, some people were very beautiful and fantasmagorious ladies. But even somebody who wanted to marry when you come from that accident, the person will change his mind because the accident changed the shape of that person. The future of that person is changed. But these are things that we could have prevented because remember, you already have a small population. We have already suffered with a lot of things. But why can't we educate ourselves? Why can't we also look at direct things to say, is overspending is the main cause? If overspending is the main cause, why can't we deal with speed limits? What is the challenge there of speed limit? If somebody is found with a speed limit which is not set at 120, it's a public transport. Why can't that person be charged or being suspended? Because that should be our new law. Unless you have an alternative view to say, if you are, you have a Porsche, it's a very beautiful car, and I don't have any problem with it, but you are going to drive it, where, at what speed, if the engineering structure of our road is telling you to say, it's 120. Why are you a police escort? Because this thing is even easier. It's even easier for the cops, for the police, sorry, to chase who they are chasing. Because if you are well behaving people, we must look at those factors. We must look at those factors, and it also going to limit this unnecessary, you know, or not unnecessary, but to say additional work of police to be hiding behind bushes to look at who is spending, and also going to limit corruption. Because how are you going to pay bribe if you are still just at 120? And this is easy for the system. Unless there's an alternative view to say, why can't we limit the speed? I know there are people who love speed. I'm not going to mention anybody. But there's one of my colleagues who loves speed, but he does not go beyond 130. He just loves speed, I know. But yeah, let us look at that thing to say, for us to protect those who we love, we must also make tough decisions. For us to protect our economy, we must make tough decisions. And for us to protect what we own, we must make tough decisions. And one of those tough decisions is to look at the issue of speed limits. You have a sport car, yes, it's good, it's a good sport car, but your sport car will cause problems in the road. And some of these guys do not have medical coverage. You are driving your Porsche 300 on the highway or Okanjo Shwarongo. Something happened. People airlift you. Going to get the medical attention in South Africa. You come back with artificial leg, and you are moving very well. Somebody after that is defeated, is incapacitated, and everything is down. You already know that our economy is not doing very well. You already understand that in terms of inequality, we are not at the same frequency in terms of economic inequality. In our economic inequality, we are not at the same frequency. Going to in an accident, somebody going to a private hospital, after that can be airlifted to Canada for medical attention. But this person is one who was wrong. We just recently lost, and it was tragic, our senior correctional officers. And I was feeling sorry, especially for the head of Namibia Correctional Services, because he indicated that I'm taking the blame. But yes, that is leadership. But we could have, or now that you are not going back, we need to do better. We need to do better, because if we have best roads, why can't we have best transport system? Because this thing also affect our economy. And just also recently, somebody, in a media who lost, you know, his life. And when you look at the car that this person was in, it's bad. It's bad for business, because losing talent and capacity would take you many steps back. So that's why in this point in time, just to indicate to you to say, being a responsible citizen must go beyond this conversation. It must go beyond this conversation. We must start lobbying, because before it's too late, because we can't afford to be put back already. Because I've been speaking about saying, you know, for the past 35 years, we did this, we did this, we did what is right, and we also failed somewhere. But we cannot afford to be put back by things that we could prevent. Let the global economic collapse come and deal with it. But these minor things that we can deal on our own, we can deal with them with the law. To say, if you are coming into Namibia, this is our road system, this is the limit that you are driving, and this is what we are setting to you. And we cannot negotiate about this. Or at any point in time you are found in Namibia, the speed limit for police is this one, the speed limit for ordinary citizen this one, speed limit for escorting of you know, very, very important people is this one, ambulance is this one, and it's easy. And we are not going to have a lot of police officers who are behind the bush, ambushing people to see who is going to be caught driving, you know, beyond 120. And this will also limit this thing of bribe and getting these things of, you know, getting a cool drink under the table. So yeah, we have 4 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation, just to emphasize on how complicated the economy is, and what is the value of human in the economy, and how many sectors of an economy an ordinary person impact. You may think a street kid does not have value. You may think somebody who sleep under the bridge does not have value. But when this person start working, cutting the glass and getting this $50, this person is money is circulating. Money is already start circulating. And at any point in time, this person go to the shop and buy bread, VAT is being deducted. At any point in time, then when you bump this person and you are calling them marana pipe, you are also distracting the economy, the economic ecosystem, because the economic ecosystem is connected. As long as this person is eating, as long as this person can get even the $2 that you are giving him as charity, you are distracting the economic ecosystem. So let's get the call. Hello?
Mr. Shombe.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Good evening. I miss you this morning. But I have been still listening to you. But I think today we spoke.
Yeah, we spoke today.
We spoke because we were talking about Mnangagwa, whatever. What's his name again? Mnangagwa, the president.
Mnangagwa, Emmerson Mnangagwa.
I mean, Zimbabwe.
Yeah, ED.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think you have more information on that, see?
Yeah.
First, I know this morning you were talking about, and when you took over.
No, I'm just asking, because he was supposed to be. If you have everybody there, what are you doing?
Is it neglecting his duty or what is it? you know sometimes.
No, you know, he does not want what happened to the previous boss to happen to him.
Yeah, you see, because you need to be very careful. What you did to others, sometimes.
But they are calling him a political strategist. You survive.
He's actually a guerrilla.
Yeah.
He's a guerrilla expert.
Yeah, no, he can smell the weather and he can see it to say what's happening.
But you know, my brother, you know, the imperialists, they are also penetrating in our own territory.
So we have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes. What is your input?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I think for them,
yeah,
they are on the safe side, because the Russia, whether we like it or not,
yeah,
those ones are global power. Even when you see now Trump running around wanting to get this honors of peace and things like that.
Yeah.
It is just coming to him because there's nothing they can, there's no other way.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to adhere to the principle for global peace. So for them to negotiate that thing in like a Trump.
Yeah.
You know, last time around they were knocked by the, you know, is it the Iran? Iran. They couldn't do it.
It's complicated.
All what you are saying is that we want peace in Africa, we want peace in the world, and that's our strategy, that's our focus.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Tomorrow we should talk. Oh, tomorrow we're not there.
No, we, it's only Monday.
let me also take a leave, and then I think because of this time is too short.
Yeah.
And we might be compacted with a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I think we need to have a... Let me have your... What's happening?
You must also come to the studio. You must also come... If you come to India, you must come to the studio also.
Before that, see?
Yeah.
Let me just... because I really wanted my number. So take my number, please.
Okay. Okay, but okay. Let me because I'll be beaten by Tate Kauruma because it's time. Let me get it from France because he has it.
You get it from who?
I'm getting from my boss, France.
Yeah, please get it because I really have to talk.
Yeah.
Not necessarily of this issue of.
Join us every day for the highlights between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. where we discuss various ways on how we can develop our country. The Twilight.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us. And in this case, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Tate Kauruma with Omtuma. From me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. And see you. And enjoy your listening and continue downloading the app. Continue downloading the app and continue also contributing. And have a blessed Friday. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your evening. Don't do what we could not do, as Helmut stated. Bye-bye.